KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A friend of mine once met a movie star who, like a lot of movie stars who spend too much money, was thinking about doing a television series. That was back when this was a rare thing, and like now when basically everything is a television series. I think my audience, the actor said to my friend, is ready to see me in a television comedy. Now, pretty much everything was wrong with that statement, it turned out, but the wrongest thing was the idea that audiences are ready for something or not ready for something. In the actor's case, the audience was perfectly willing to give him a shot at a comedy. They tuned in, at least for the first episode, but that didn't mean that they'd keep tuning in if it wasn't any good, which it wasn't, or if he wasn't funny, which he wasn't. And then once I offered the role of a young grandmother, that's the whole point of the character, that she was sort of too young to be a grandmother, to an actress who was at the time well into her 70s. And she replied that she liked the script very much, but wasn't sure that her audience really saw her as old enough to be a grandmother. Now, what audiences are ready for or not ready for is the kind of thing people in the entertainment industry talk about because no one really wants to face the alternative, in this case, the truth, that the audience is pretty much ready for anything. The audience, the television audience anyway, has a wide and varied appetite. They like game shows and contests, magazine-y news shows, comedies, cop shows, and every now and then something scary. I mean, have I missed anything? I remember a few years ago a network executive telling me that the traditional multi-camera comedy was dead. And maybe this is the reason I remember the conversation so well, because that kind of show is pretty much the way I make my money. And then a short time ago, that same executive telling me that the traditional multi-camera comedy was back. And that this was because the audience is now ready to watch that kind of show again. Which is, of course, nuts. They were always ready to watch that kind of show, as long as it was good and truly funny. It was broadcast television that was unwilling to schedule such a show, maybe out of misplaced snobbery, maybe out of risk management, maybe because they had convinced themselves that everything was different now. Whatever the reason, they did a classic Freudian move of projecting their fears and concerns and attitudes onto something vast and unknowable, like the entire television audience. And this is a form of denial. The truth is, the audience is pretty much open. We in the entertainment industry try to create rules and algorithms and audience attitude measurements because the reality is so daunting and scary. This is a risky business. It takes a lot of intuition and a lot of nerve. Sure things will fail. Long shots will pay off. No way to know in advance and no way around that. Years ago, to torment me, my brother would simply order me to do things I was already doing or about to do. That's right, he'd say. I order you to stand up, just as I was standing up. I order you to eat that spaghetti, he'd say, just as I was, eating spaghetti. I order you to read that Hardy Boys book, he'd say, as I was reading The Secret of the Old Mill or something. Thank you for obeying me. I wasn't obeying you, I'd say. I was doing it anyway. No, you weren't. You were following my direct orders. Shut up, I'd say. Thank you for obeying me. Shut up, I'd say. Now I order you to get angry. And you see where this goes? I was doing all that stuff anyway. I was just minding my own business. And he turned it into an irritating power game. He saw what I was doing, and he took credit for it, which isn't totally unlike what my network executive friend was doing by noticing what the audience was watching and then pretending that he had somehow figured it all out. Now, I didn't throw anything at the executive. But I can't say the same for my brother. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will see it for KCRW. This is Rob Long.